Hello everyone and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday the 24th of January. My name is Anna and I bring you A Cup of English every Tuesday and Thursday. The title of today's podcast is The Cost of Copper Theft. Today I take an article from our local newspaper which is talking about the price of copper and why it is so high at the moment. Nationwide, metal theft has become a serious problem since about 2005. According to a 2010 report on metal theft by the US Department of Justice. That's when metal prices rose substantially. In 2002, for example, copper prices hit a record low, falling to 65 cents a pound. By 2006, it was worth $4 a pound, prompted mainly by the industrialization of Asian countries. One figure was available for copper losses. According to a survey, about $20 million worth of copper was stolen in more than 50,000 incidents at US electric utilities in 2008. Another indicator comes from the National Insurance Crime Bureau, which reports that claims for metal theft are up significantly. Okay, I'll repeat that article. It's short, but as you can see, it's very condensed. There are lots of long words in it, and a few of those we'll go over in the grammar note. Nationwide, metal theft has become a serious problem since about 2005, according to a 2010 report on metal theft by the US Department of Justice. That's when metal prices rose substantially. In 2002, for example, copper prices hit a record low, falling to 65 cents a pound. By 2006, it was worth $4 a pound, prompted mainly by the industrialization of Asian countries. One figure was available for copper losses. According to a survey, about $20 million worth of copper was stolen in more than 50,000 incidents at US electric utilities in 2008. Another indicator comes from the National Insurance Crime Bureau, which reports that claims for metal theft are up significantly. Okay, well, let's take this article to bits, piece by piece, starting with the very first word, nationwide. Nationwide, it's similar to nationally or national. It could be used in very similar ways to those other two words. A. The program is being broadcast nationwide. The program is being broadcast nationwide. B. There will be educational improvements nationwide. There will be educational improvements nationwide. 2. According to is used in front of persons, organizations, or bodies of information, such as surveys or polls. Let's see some examples. A. According to a recent survey, women prefer the color green to blue. According to a recent survey, women prefer the color green to blue. B. According to the boss, we can't have another raise. And that, of course, means a raise in salary. According to the boss, We can't have another raise. C. According to the weather update, we will get snow tomorrow. According to the weather update, we will get snow tomorrow. Number 3. Substantially. Substantially is a difficult word to pronounce if you're not used to it, so let's practice it in sections. Sub-stan-shally. Sub-stan-shally. Substantially. Substantially. There, so I encourage you to continue practicing that and other long words, of course. Number 4, record low. Well, we talk about record lows or record highs when talking about financial decreases or losses or increases, and also temperature changes. And occasionally it's used for emotions in a figurative sense. A. Record low temperatures have been reported nationally. Record low temperatures have been reported nationally. And of course, in this case, we could also say nationwide. B. The value of gold is at a record high. The value of gold is at a record high. C. He told me that his confidence is at a record low these days. He told me that his confidence is at a record low these days. Number 5. Industrialization. Okay, there's another long word that we need to practice. And this, of course, is a very important word to know and understand and to pronounce properly. Industrialization. 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 You can kind of pick up a little rhythm from it. It's sort of like when you're riding on a train, you can feel a rhythm. It's a little bit similar to that. If you find rhythms in these English words, it really helps. Number 6. A figure. Of course, a figure can be a shape, the shape of a person or a number. A. That dress suits her figure. That dress suits her figure. B. Write the correct name under each figure on the math sheet. Write the correct name under each figure on the math sheet. And remember, math is short for mathematics. It seems to be the word that they use more over here in the States, math, as opposed to mathematics in England. C. The latest figures show that the stock market has improved. The latest figures show that the stock market has improved. Number 7. The sentence, copper was stolen in more than 50,000 incidents. Now, I'm going over this sentence to talk about the use of the word in. The in is referring to the incidents of theft, the occurrences in which the thefts took place. You'll more usually hear the word from with the word stolen, because we tend to talk about who something was stolen from. But in this particular incident, as I'm using the word incident, we have to use the word in, because those thefts took place in the incidents. A. The diamond was stolen from the museum. The diamond was stolen from the museum. So in this case, we're hearing a very normal sentence with from following stolen. B. Three cars crashed in the incident. Three cars crashed in the incident. So because we're talking about what took place in the incident, we have to use the word in. C. 5 homes were lost in 10 flooding incidents in the state. 5 homes were lost in 10 flooding incidents in the state. And finally, number 8, a claim. Well, we know the verb to claim. A claim, of course, is a noun, and obviously both are related. In this particular article, it's talking about if you've suffered a loss due to fire, flooding, theft, or some kind of accident, you make or report a claim to your insurance company to get some money. A claim. A. We will have to make a claim to the insurance company because of the fire. We will have to make a claim to the insurance company because of the fire. B. They made claims that were false. They just wanted the insurance money. They made claims that were false. They just wanted the insurance money. Okay, well, thanks very much for listening. That's the end of our podcast. If you have any questions or comments about what I've said, don't hesitate to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. You're all welcome to join me on my Facebook page, which is called Anna from A Cup of English. And remember, my app is always available to be purchased in the iTunes market. And the text and downloads are always available at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Until next Tuesday, take care, have a wonderful weekend. Until then, bye-bye.